Welcome to the Canine Classroom, a podcast for dog training professionals and dog enthusiasts where we discuss training, behavior, and everything in between. We're two friends and dog trainers that share a passion for dogs. We're constantly learning, exploring, and questioning each other's ideas as well as our own so we can become better at what we do. We're here to provide helpful advice, have open conversations, ask questions, get answers, as well as hear from colleagues and experts in the industry, regardless of method and training style. So take a seat and get your notepad out because class is in session.
So let's talk about it. Let's do it like this.
Okay. You tell me that.
That's how you're going to talk to me? Are we on? Is this it?
We're on, baby.
This is it.
We're on.
Given the effect that health problems can have on our dog's behaviors, how do we determine if that is the cause, or are we just blowing health issues out of proportion?
First of all, I love how you talked like a robot for half of that.
That was AI.
Yeah, AI. So,
So
what's your question? I was too busy paying attention to you talking like a robot.
I have to say it again. You fuck. Yeah, just say it again.
How do we determine if it's medical issues or behavior issues? Is that what you're saying?
So I feel like medical issues can cause behavior problems, and that's valid, and that's a real thing.
Yes.
But I also feel like it is turning into a, just like, almost feels like a cop-out.
Did you hear that?
No. What? Did you fart?
No, I dropped some shit off my desk.
Are you having a medical problem?
My desk. I do, yeah. I mean, I agree with you in the sense that I think sometimes people tend to jump really quick to, oh, okay, the dog has issues. Let's check medically first, especially with young dogs. I find that a lot with, I don't know if you see that. I see it a lot in like some of the online groups you and I are a part of.
Well, that's what made me think about it because I've been seeing it. Classically, in the past, the number one time, not the only time, but the main time I would see it would be like this example. My dog is 7 years old, has always been friendly, has always loved everyone, and now all of a sudden is biting everyone.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like classic, like, okay, sounds like there's something going on, right? Or like, my dog is 4 years old and had a surgery a year ago, and now at nighttime when they're asleep, they're snapping at people. Like, those are the classic ones that I would hear. But now it's like, my 4-month-old Labrador puppy is pulling on leash when I'm walking down the street. And, or my 6-month-old German Shepherd puppy is barking at people. And then people, like, their first, you know, I guess this is the problem, is like, my, like, the first thing with any dog is like, yeah, you want to make sure the dog is not sick or in pain. And I guess when you're answering questions online in a group, these people don't know that. So that's probably why they're doing it. I guess sometimes I wish we could just all be like, we're all dog trainers and we're all gonna, like,
well,
like, medical aside, like, we're assuming medical, I guess you could always say, like, assuming medical is fine.
Well,
you know, because otherwise
that,
it's like,
didn't you do that over the summer? Didn't you have, remember there was a post, I think, that I remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You wrote a fucking novel too. Like, you went off.
And I feel like no one really cared.
Just like someone else. Like, you went off.
No one really cared. I forget what that was.
I don't remember the. It was an impulse control thing with a shepherd,
maybe.
Or a pity.
Or like a pity. I think maybe like a pity. It just sounded like a regular pity.
And you.
It's like, oh, it's biting my pants. And it's like getting excited.
Where there was redirecting going on. And you
It was like
You
so
wrote,
clearly just a wild boy
literally
pity.
wrote, everyone was saying, there were a lot of fucking responses too, because I didn't even participate in it. And I remember you just went right in and said, look, assuming all the medical stuff that everyone's writing is not the case, or the medical stuff is being taken care of, et cetera, and there's nothing wrong, this is what I would do. And I think the issue that I have, I think, when especially in that particular post, I don't remember the details of it, but I do remember thinking to myself, one thing that I feel that is happening a lot is everyone's running to using that is the medical thing. Okay, so let's pretend that that is the case. Why? If someone's asking for advice, like, I understand if you don't know the dog, if the person's not showing video, which in that case, actually, that person did show video. That's why you responded, because I remember I
Oh yeah,
for you and I
I'm
talk
glad
about
you have memory of this because
it.
I
Yeah,
can't remember
I do remember that, because you sent it
shit.
to me and then we had a whole conversation on that. So good for that person that actually submitted video, though, because I think part of the problem is no one's putting video up when they're putting these conversations or questions up in these dog trainer groups. So yeah, everyone's going to jump to the medical thing, but all right, well, after you write the whole thing about, like, is medical stuff being addressed? Is this, did they check that? Did they do this? Okay, so they went through the checklist. Now, what would you do? Let's pretend for a second that the medical stuff was addressed. What would you do now? So I do think that that is a big issue in the
And
sense that
usually, then the people that first brought up the medical things don't continue to comment.
Yeah, that's where I was getting. That's what I was just.
The person
That's what I
will
was just
say it,
going to
and then.
say. That's my point, though.
Or there'll be sometimes where people in the original post say, like, the medical stuff is fine. And then, like, that post has no comments on it.
Yeah, because
Like,
everyone's just
because
jumping.
everyone's like, oh, I don't have my, like,
And listen,
go-to.
to be fair, like, medical things, the medical issues definitely are a real thing. They definitely cause behavior issues to occur. I mean, the people who know about my dog journey, they know all that shit. They know that it took me 3 years of not taking no for an answer from veterinarians and six neurologists later to find out what his diagnosis was. Like, it took a long time. So the thing about pain or health issues is a real thing. My dog is a very good example of that, behaviorally, medically, etc. But when we're talking about young dogs, and I'm not, and also, like, Journey had issues as a young dog. Like, I got him at 14 weeks old. 3 days after I got him, I started noticing weird shit was going on. So I'm not even discounting young dogs, but I'm just saying that when we're talking about in aggression groups and behavior groups, and we're talking about the dog is displaying extreme reactivity issues, anxiety issues, etc., everyone is jumping, not everyone, but a lot of people are jumping to, is the dog's, is the dog medically okay? And look, all that's valid, and I think that's all important, but I think also a lot of the time we have to assume that those things are okay. So the person that is reaching out and asking questions in those groups is usually asking for advice most of the time beyond that. Most of the time, people are pretty good about being able to say, hey, like, trainers are pretty good about saying, hey, look, is the dog's, like, health or medical issues, are they being addressed? You know what I'm saying? So I think the problem is past that, like what you said, like, no one, the people who write in the medical stuff, they then don't reply once the person says, yes, like, the dog's been checked by the specialist, the regular vet, this, that, the other thing. And also, to be fair, this is coming from someone from personal experience who has spent a shit ton of money, thank God for health insurance, but a shit ton of money on their dog. Regardless if there is insurance involved or not, it gets very expensive. And so at a certain point, we have to try and see, okay, is this a training thing? And if not, and they say that, look, they've gotten everything addressed medically, all right, let's try this with training or behavior modification. And If it's not working and you really still feel it's a medical thing, then you need to voice that. But at the end of the day, if the owner's just going to sit there and say, well, the veterinarian said it's okay, and they're not going to do anything else, then I mean, either you have to decide at a certain point, well, look, I don't know what else to do for you, which I mean is valid in certain situations. Okay. Can't help you. I don't know what else to do. Or maybe you need to explore other options if you feel that you think you can actually help them. I'm done with that. You can
There
speak.
it goes. Wow, you just like tore through there. Yeah, because you and I both know that we've both had either personal dogs or client dogs where this is an issue. And I always tell people, if your dog has a problem physically, health-wise, and it's causing the behavior that you're dealing with, training is kind of a waste right now. Like, you have to get the dog healthy first.
And can I say something?
But
I want to just say
oh,
something.
here you go. He's amped
I'm
tonight. All right.
ready. I'm ready tonight.
Holy shit.
We
So it's
started a
Christmas
little
lights.
late, but we started a
Those
little late.
Christmas lights over there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You like those things? Look at those. Come
Thought he
on.
would probably be posting this
Come on. Look.
episode in like fucking April and the
No,
Christmas lights still be
those
up.
things are staying. No. Those are staying up all year until Christmas comes around and put them on the
All
tree.
right. All right. All
But
right.
anyway, what was I gonna say now? You fucking you.
You fucking lost it. I was saying how you shouldn't start behavioral
Oh,
modification
yeah, I was
program
gonna
if your
say
dog.
if no, to you said something else, I think, which is you were saying like if there's really something wrong, yeah, I mean we need to address that. And I wanna just take it a step further and say, and this is not me trashing, I am not trashing on my veterinarian at all. Like I am friends with her, she's a friend of mine. She's amazing, but last year, I had an issue with Quest where she was for like 3 or 4 days, she was whining and crying. And I was like, this is weird. And she wasn't in heat. And I said, okay, I'm going to call my vet and just see what's up. And I brought her there. And Quest does get a little bit nervous at the veterinarian. And as a result, when she was there, she was a little hyped up. The vet checked her physically, didn't notice anything. I said, I think she's in pain. They did a whole check and everything, nothing. I bring her home and I'm like, nah, something's up. I know my dog. I know something is up. I called the PT that I'm friends with. I went there the day after and she said, yeah, her iliopsoas isn't good, basically, is what she said. And she's really sore and whatever. So she adjusted her, she did laser, and then we started her on some pain meds. The day after, she was fine. Everything stopped after like 4 days of her whining, pacing, like just very uncomfortable. And the veterinarian didn't pick it up. And it doesn't mean that the vet is bad. It's just that my dog wasn't presenting it there because she's not comfortable at the vet hospital. And honestly, I'm going to try in this situation, I'm going to trust the physical therapist over the vet for the physical issue that she was checking her for. For pain, I'm going to go to a specialist who does that. And so, yeah, sometimes like I don't even know what my fucking point was, but my
Me
base,
either.
I don't know. But basically, my point is, yeah, like we do need to address certain things. Some things do need to be addressed. And you know what? If like the veterinarian, like I said, says no, everything's fine. Look, it's the owner's decision at the end of the day if they want to take it a step further or not. I took it a step further, but that's the type of person I am. And sometimes I have to do that for clients. You know, like I never forget, I had a case where the dog was 4 years old. It was a Labrador. Dog never had aggression in its life. It bit one of the owners in the face, but another one on the hand. It was four. Never did it before. The veterinarian must have thought I was fucking crazy. I sent the dog back to the vet 3 times. And the third time, they knocked the dog out. And sure enough, the dog had a cracked tooth. They pulled the tooth, everything stopped. I didn't need to do a damn thing. I looked like a hero because I forced them. And the owners, honestly, I commend the owners. They actually were willing to listen to me. Like the veterinarian must have thought I was fucking crazy. But I mean, sometimes you just have to, if you really feel there's something going on, then yeah, go and explore that. What do you want me to say? I don't know. I don't even know.
Do you remember how that, like, what was making that, like, when was that dog biting? I don't know
Yeah,
if you
when it was
remember.
getting touched, actually, when it was on the, it would come over to seek attention from the owners. It would come on the couch. The dog would get pet for about 5 seconds, could be on the face, mainly it was on the ear, like head, ears area. And within 5 seconds, the dog initially would snap, but then it started actually biting. And it was biting specifically the owners. It wasn't even like, oh, it was a random person that came over. It was a family member that came over. It was the people that, have owned the dog since it was a puppy. And I just like it, the, I mean, it was just weird in the presentation of, hey, you're coming over to seek attention from your people. And then you're all of a sudden within a 5 second period turning on a dime. What was that? What was the
I don't
thumbs
know. I saw that. That's why I was
up?
laughing. A little
I
thumbs
know
up. I
if
don't
you
know
do
if
a
it's because
thumbs
we.
up now on if you do a thumbs up now on there you go.
Mine's not doing it.
do thumbs down. Try not gonna do the middle finger. Your fingers are too small, boy.
Yeah, I got really close.
But yeah, so I, like that, okay, like that's a weird presentation. Yes, there's probably something going on that someone's missing. And honestly, they sent the dog literally the third time going there was when they got a di they've got like a diagnosis or they found out what was wrong. But the other two times, the vet did a thorough check, checked everything. The dog wasn't a muzzle, so they couldn't really check the mouth. And then eventually, I mean, I think they did actually, it's a lie. They did check it, I think the first time, but the dog was being weird. So they put it in a muzzle. And then the third time, they knocked the dog out and they found out, oh, cracked tooth. Okay, we're going to pull that. And everything stopped. So.
Wow. Damn, now I kind of feel like we shouldn't be doing this episode. So then, as we've just discussed, there's obviously tons of times where this is valid. Like, we've both seen it, weird stuff. But where do you draw the line?
I think, well, you know what? Could we discuss? Do you remember that post? I actually remember it. As I was talking about it, I remember
Which one?
the
The one
one,
I brought up? The one that I commented on?
That was it. Was that a pity? I think there was a
I
shepherd.
honestly do not remember at all.
Oh.
I remember like the situation and I remember
It
writing
was
it, but I don't remember what I said and I don't
redirecting. I
remember.
almost positive it was a shepherd redirecting on the person's leg, right?
Okay.
No?
Well, I just don't want to
That
call
you
anyone
sort of
out if we're
remember.
talking about it on here.
Huh?
Honestly, I still don't remember, but I believe you.
Well,
Maybe as
so
you bring it up.
so anyway, what I was gonna say is like, so your qu did you hear
No.
that? Huh,
What is
nothing.
that?
I don't know. Qu it was Quest. She made a little. Hey,
Oh.
enough. Come over here. So. Yeah, let's talk. Oh, since you're asking the question. So, like in that scenario, I remember that I don't know if this was the individual's dog or if this was a dog that was being worked at the shelter. I honestly don't, that I don't remember. But when you say about drawing the line, in that scenario, the dog was redirecting on, we'll say the handler for now, because I don't know the relationship between this person and the dog. And so in that situation, I don't know that I would jump to medical or health issues. I don't know the dog. I'm gonna pull a Vinny line, Vinny Viola ESQ. I'm gonna pull one of those. I don't know the dog, but I'm gonna assume you like that. What's
Yeah, you
ESQ?
gotta know the dog.
Yeah.
How do
I don't know the
you
dog,
say stuff
but
you don't
let's
know the
just
dog?
like under the assumption of just what was seen in the video, and again, I like think that the person, good for the person to be like brave enough to post the video, honestly, because there were definitely a lot of mistakes going on that, like when I watched it, I was like, I don't know that I would do that, or this is what I would do, but like whatever, good for that person to post it. And I remember that person got a lot of shit from a lot of people, and it caused a lot of like firestorms between like different.
Really? I gotta go find this post now,
You don't
to be
remember this post?
No,
Oh,
I don't.
man.
I
Damn.
try not to
Oh.
think too much about this stuff, otherwise
Even though you wrote a fucking novel on it, I don't try to think about it, but I wrote a fucking novel. All right. So anyway.
is how I keep myself sane, I think. I like suppress it after I put it away somewhere.
Whatever. So anyway, I would say, like, from in that, I wouldn't necessarily jump to health or medical issues. I think I personally, like, just seeing it from the video, like, not knowing the dog, just seeing what was going on, I would address it through
But you
training.
know what? But you know what? Actually, I just thought of something completely random. It's making me thinking about like the whole psychology behind what's going on. Like, so another thing about this that just kind of confuses me is like, if I posted a video asking for help with my dog, and maybe I'm wrong. Let me see what you think. And say like, I'm just gonna make up a situation. Say the reason why my dog was doing the thing I was doing wrong was because like I had food in my right hand instead of my left hand. Like I'm gonna just keep it super simple. If you came into the group post, and this was posted to trainers, and I was like, hey, like, can anyone help me out? Like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And then you came on and you're like, it's because you have food in your right hand and not your left hand. And say that was the answer. Like, say clearly anyone watching the video is like, yeah, this guy's a fucking idiot. The food should be in the right hand, not the left hand. And he switched it up. Do you think 20 other people would post on that same video, put food in your right hand, not the left hand, and just keep saying the same thing?
I mean, I would assume so, but I don't know.
You think they would?
I
Oh, so
guess it
maybe I'm
depends how
wrong.
good
I
they
guess,
are.
because,
Why?
no. I guess what I was trying to say
What's
more,
like,
so
what's
maybe
your
I'm
point,
completely
I guess?
wrong. I guess my point is, I feel like with most other scenarios, if someone said the answer and it was right, maybe people would just thumb up that suggestion. Like they'd be like, oh yeah, that's the
But
suggestion.
okay,
But
yeah.
everyone wouldn't sit there and keep saying the same exact thing. Usually when people in a
Yes.
forum
Okay,
are
I
like
see what you're
each saying
saying.
something, they're all trying to add something new to the
Yes.
situation.
Okay.
And
Yeah,
I think
no.
that's why, thinking back to that post that you're talking about, the reason why I came across like almost like mad was because like this poor person was reaching out, like you
Yeah.
said, putting themselves
Yep.
in a vulnerable situation. They're
Yeah.
a dog trainer. This isn't like somebody you went into their house and they have no idea about medical issues. They came to a group chat that's all professional dog trainers mostly. And every si there was like 30 people
Yeah.
that were like, vet check, get checked at the vet, get
Yeah,
checked at the
yeah.
vet, get checked at. And it's like, okay, we got that. Like, you're
I see what you're
nothing
saying.
else. You're
Yeah.
going to
I mean,
add nothing else.
I guess for me, I guess I know, and I just know because I've done this before. Like, if I read through posts and I'm like, yeah, I agree with this person, I usually would say, yeah, I agree with Vinny there. Like, I think that this is what you need to do.
Yeah, I
Whether or
guess
not I
so.
would add other
Fuck
things
me then. That's not all. Okay.
again, what did you say?
I said, yeah, fuck me then. I'm wrong. No, kidding.
But no,
It's
but
like,
you've
that's
done
why
that
we're
too.
here.
You
That's why we're here.
know, but you know, you've done it
Yeah,
too.
or sometimes, or because,
But
like,
I
to be
agree with you.
fair, the
Like,
other thing is sometimes there'll be like 100 comments. So, like, you watch it and you just comment your own thing. You don't realize that you, like, said what someone else said.
yeah, I mean,
No,
to me,
I guess I was
also
just trying to say, it
journalists.
just seems so, like, forced. Like,
Yeah.
it's just like sheep repeating this line that they learned at a seminar recently, you know, like, and then it's like that's the only help we get. And when I've just been seeing it being in reference to just the most basic things, like my dog's pull on leash,
What was
and
the
it's like,
what was
and
the
it's like, oh, dogs that are in pain are trying to move quicker so that they're taking their pressure off their joints faster. And it's like, what percentage of 6-month-old dogs do you think that's the reason why they're pulling on leash? But I just see trends. Like, I just see and like,
yeah.
oh, like,
Well,
here's
can
this
I tell
trend
you
that's
my
happening again.
thoughts?
So, like, almost doesn't even matter what the post is. Like, I know
Let me
that
tell
this
you
is
my
what's
th yeah,
happening.
I agree with what you're saying, and actually this is my thought. I'm gonna say what I think for a
Oh,
second.
here we go. Fine. Oh, so you've just been fucking lying the
Yeah,
whole
just
other
fucking lying.
time. Like, what are you doing? What else are you doing here? Are you gonna finally, now you're gonna say what you think? All right, sounds good.
was good.
Okay, let's hear how you really feel. All
Yeah,
right.
let me tell you the truth, honestly. Let me tell you how it feels. That was good. So I think part of the reason that I agree with what you're saying. I think part of the reason that you're seeing this trend is also because I would say, not to ruffle anyone's feathers, but I'm gonna fucking do it anyway. It is the places you're seeing that in are also places that you're probably seeing people not train dogs or not promote training, or a lot of people who are promoting more certain lifestyle with their dog where training isn't
It's like
important.
dog advocacy,
Yeah.
which I don't have
And
anything wrong with.
I was just
I
gonna
like
say,
that's fine.
I don't think there's anything
Nothing wrong with that.
necessarily wrong with it, but I think the problem is that some of those individuals or some of those groups are going to only promote one thing. And it's not even methodology. It's not even, I'm not even talking about one thing, meaning they're only going to promote one way of training. I'm just saying that I don't think a lot of those individuals are necessarily training at all. They might be advertised on their website as a trainer, but I don't think they're actually doing training. They're going to be out there promoting other things. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with it. I mean, I do and I don't. I think that there is some, I don't think that that's the only thing. I think dogs do need to learn certain skills for their safety or, you know, to live in a home with their owners peacefully. So I do think training skills and teaching skills are important, especially if we're looking at living in a home or going off leash or adventuring around town or whatever. But I think that this trend that you're talking about, I personally notice it more in those groups. The groups that I see, and tell me if you think I'm wrong or if you disagree, but the
Yes.
groups that I'm in, the groups that I'm in that training is being promoted. And I'm not talking even about sports. I'm just talking about like just training your average pet dog and average pet family. But we're actually discussing training, how to do stuff, the way you might teach this skill and the way I might teach this skill. I feel like you're going to see what you're talking about in those groups less. That doesn't mean that they're not bringing up medical issues, medical concerns, health concerns. But I find that once, okay, we've passed that now, that's all clear. What would you actually do here? I find that you actually get into those conversations more.
Yeah. Or like aging dogs or dogs that don't really have a lot of problems. I don't know.
What do
Because
you
I
mean?
think about my older dog, Baloo, like he's 10 and a half, and I don't really train him at all. I don't need to anymore. My goal with him is to give him as much free off-leash time as possible
Yeah.
and just like let him be. And that's where those accounts that I follow that talk about this, even though we're kind of like, I'm sure if they were listening to this right now, they'd probably shut it off already or hate us already or dislike us. Like I genuinely enjoy their content
Yeah.
and make sure I'm still following them and gaining from it and it being like, oh yeah, that's a good insight and making sure I'm aware of it because I like to be aware of anything that I could possibly be missing. But then when it's like a 4-month-old pit bull that's like wild and running around and pulling at the end of the leash, I'm like, oh, this must be a medical issue.
But I think that's the difference, though, is that you're being aware of it and you know of it and you're not
Making it my entire
limiting.
like
Yeah, you're not
dog
limiting.
trainer identity of
You're
like this
not
is what
limiting.
every issue is.
Yeah, exactly. You're not limiting it to your identity that, okay, my dog is, how old is he? 10, right?
And a half, yeah.
My dog is 10 and a half and I don't train him. And my goal with my 10 and a half year old Labrador is to just go enjoy simple stuff like
And
go
if he starts
hiking
doing
and
something
do this.
super weird right now, like I'll be
Yeah.
like, oh, this is probably a medical issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if he
Exactly.
starts growling at me and he's never done that, or if he starts like not wanting to go for walks, or if he starts like, whatever it might be, or just some random behavior change, like I'm gonna be like, huh, like time to go to the vet.
Yeah. But
Like
you're
there's
not
something
right.
going on.
Exactly. You're not
I'm not
close.
gonna be like, what technique should I use now at 10 and
Yeah.
a half years
Exactly.
old? Like,
Exactly.
like no way.
Yeah, and honestly, for people who have a dog where the thought of medical things don't cross their mind, then that's a problem too. They might not be very skilled or very good, honestly, if they're just sitting there, oh, my 10 and a half year old or my 5-year-old dog that never did this before just growled at me. Let me think about why that is. Okay, like if you're not thinking about medical things, and look, to be honest, I've had plenty of clients that have seen a bunch of other trainers, and the dog is 3, 4, 5 years old, and I simply say, have you checked for medical things? Have you looked into this? Have you looked into that? And they're like, no. And I'm surprised that the owner didn't think about it. I'm surprised that the other trainer didn't bring it up. So, I mean, I've had plenty of those cases, and it did turn out to be a medical thing. So again, I'm not discounting that. But what I was saying before is that those, a lot of those individuals or those accounts that you're talking about, I find that they identify themselves or their identity as just that trainer of, I'm just going to do sniffy walks for my, with my dog for the rest of my life. And I'm not going to train. I'm just going to have them on a long line and, you know, just look at the, their needs, whatever, holistically or whatever. And that's it. And look, I mean, again, like that's fine. And if the dog is living its best life and you're bringing it for 100, you know, long line walks a day or a week or whatever, that's great.
But the thing too, even with that, like to me, like that is the goal. Like if I could take every dog and they could just be on a 50-foot long line and they just go for a sniffy walk every day and they're not creating any problems, like what else? Like
that's
honestly,
also,
I'd rather them just be off leash.
But I think that's also
like,
the whole point. That's the whole fucking point of training and training foundations. Isn't that the whole goal?
It's like you just give more freedom. You could have trust that your dog is not going to do anything and they're not going to cause any problems to anyone.
Exactly. But my
that's what I want to do.
But that's my point is that I don't, those, a lot of those individuals, because I know a lot of them, a lot of those individuals don't necessarily focus on those foundations. So I think that that's where I think there's a little bit of a disconnect. And look, maybe their dog's amazing. Maybe their dog doesn't need to be trained. I mean, I'm going to be honest and say, like, there are some dogs, you don't I mean, I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. Like, my grandfather owned a Jack Russell, and he owned 10 acres on the eastern end of Long Island, and 4 days a week he'd live out there. The other days he'd live in Queens, which is like the suburbs sort of New York City. And he didn't do training with that fucking dog. But the dog would go to the farm and be off leash and go hunting for rabbits and moles and would follow him around while he'd go on his tractor, or he had a basket on the tractor. The dog would ride on the tractor with him. He didn't do any training with that dog. The dog, he didn't do any training with him. And that dog was living its best life. Like, the dog lived an amazing life. So you didn't need to train the dog. But the thing was, is that that owner, my grandfather, was really consistent in the things that he was doing with him all the time.
And I'm sure he was doing stuff.
No, he was not. He was
nothing.
Italian guy. He wasn't doing anything.
You don't think he was ever stopping behavior or telling the dog to do things?
I mean, yes.
That's what I mean, though. Like, I don't think he was sitting in the fucking basement with a bowl of cookies. I bet you he was doing real training.
I'm talking about he's not sitting yet. Here we go. He's not sitting there doing training repetitions, using rewards, whether it's play, all the shit that you and I do. Those weren't things he was doing. The things that he was doing was the parts, the things maybe that, we all do, which is, hey, you're doing that. I don't like that. You need to stop that.
Yeah, and then he just rewarded with the environment, bro. He's
exactly. Exactly. Life reward. Exactly. But he wasn't sitting there. And so I'm not even, again, like I'm not. I know I said
you don't need to train. Training is full of shit.
Yeah, I know. I kind of sound like I'm saying the opposite of what I said before. Like, yeah, he was kind of doing a lot of the things that a lot of these individuals promote. But at the end of the day, sometimes, or a good amount of the time, there it needs to go a step further. Especially if medical.
And that's funny too, because like I feel like in my own head, I kind of promote that too, with the addition of like stopping unwanted behavior. Like, I feel like the less I could be involved in training the dog, the better, especially when I'm working with clients, because like, let's face it, like you and I might want to sit for like 30 minutes a day to train our dog to do something, but like most people are not doing that. And that's not a rag on most people. It's just like, most people are not dog trainers. We're helping them.
They're not interested in that.
They're just not interested in being dog trainers. Like, that's the thing I have to remind myself every day when I'm going to work, I'm going to someone's house. Like, this person does not want to be a dog trainer. Unless they say, hey, I want to be a dog trainer. And like, I want to start working with you.
I'm going to say something that sounds like, you just said the opposite, but there are plenty of clients I go to where, okay, you told me your goals. We kind of got to know each other a little. I'm learning about like what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do as an owner. Okay, you know what? You don't really need this in this situation. What you need to do is teach your dog certain rules. No, don't do that. And here's some management strategies, and go out and actually enjoy life with your dog, with the things that your dog likes. And that's enough. I don't necessarily need to sit there and do this skill, that skill, all these drills and everything. Yeah, there might be little skills I need to teach you. A lot of the time, we could also do that on the spot. So, I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I don't know.
What was your spot?
No, I mean, I just think it's just the I just think that, like, I know we're going off on a bunch of tangents, but I
It's what
just
we
think
do.
that it is what we do. You're right. I
I
mean,
already have one lined up after you're done with this.
oh yes, great. But like, I think that, like, going back to our original point about like the medical issues, I think some the things is that sometimes people are just going to offer, did you check for medical? And then when they say yes and they offer nothing else, it's probably because they don't know what else to do or what to offer. Or the person, honestly, I will say, like, in some posts, people will say what they already did, and oh, well, medical's ruled out. Oh, well, you did all the things I would suggest. Okay, that's fine. That's valid.
So now what? Yeah. But now
That's
what
totally
though?
fine. And then, you know, you have someone like Vinny who comes along and writes a novel about something else that they would do. And I remember no one else said any of those things. And then it was like, whoa, magical. Holy shit. You know, like something magical just like was written here. Okay, like those other people maybe could also learn something if they're open to it. But a lot of those individuals aren't going to go that route. They're just going to want to look at only, well, then we need to provide the dog with more of this outlet or this or that or whatever. They're not going to start looking at, well, this is what you need to actually teach the dog and what you need to stop in this situation. I personally feel like I don't see that come up a lot in those conversations or in those particular groups. I got really scared. I just fucking moved my mouse for a second. I thought we weren't recording. I was going to be so pissed.
Oh man, no, you're good. You're good. Yeah, and then to shoot off of that, but it's related to the health thing. I just want to see like what your viewpoint on this, because maybe I'm in a bubble. But do you feel like the like diet and nutrition and like the weight of dogs or like dogs being obese is ever even brought up by these same people that are so fixated on health issues? I feel like I almost never see it talked about, one, and two, even furthermore, I see almost the opposite being promoted in terms of like, if you even mention that a dog is overweight, you're like shaming and you're doing all of this stuff. Or am I biased in that? Like, do you feel like that's fair?
Are you saying that that's coming up in the groups? Or are you saying that you can't say that at a client in a client's home?
No, I'm saying like I'm profiling, I guess, or generalizing the same, I guess what I'm trying to say is the same people that I see promoting the like check the vet health are also going to be the first people in general that are like, you know, maybe even personally have dogs that are overweight, or will make comments like never bring up a dog's weight at
Oh,
all. You're fat shaming, or is that like way off? Like, do they ever even talk about dogs losing weight? I never see that being suggested.
I don't know that I've seen what you're saying you've seen. I mean, I could be wrong. I personally have not. I've seen plenty of people bring up diet and weight. I will say, usually, diet comes up more than the weight thing, but I've definitely seen the weight conversation come up, but definitely more so I've seen the diet conversation come up, which usually that brings a whole like conversation up alone, just simply because what is classified as a healthy diet, right? And there's always going to be a lot of arguments about that, whether it's going to be raw, cooked, kibble, canned, etc. So but I definitely have seen that come up a lot in
Yeah,
conversation.
my thing about that, because like I get it, it's hard, is like I understand the arguments of if you try to tell people, if you try to guilt people into believing that they need to be spending, $15 a day on like giving their dog, like, I don't know,
Raw food.
turkey heads and kelp guts and like have a bowl that looks like it's prepared for a king and they can't do that, it's hard. Like, I'll be honest, I don't do that.
Yeah.
It would be hard for me to afford it with three dogs. And also, I'll be honest, like, I don't have the patience or the mental fortitude to, like,
Whereas I'm the opposite. I actually enjoy it. Like I enjoy, I mean,
yeah, if I,
I bought a chest freezer a few months ago for
yeah,
raw
no,
food, you
that
know?
it just doesn't appeal. It
I
like, it
mean,
appeals to me. Like, in a way, I'm jealous, but at the same time, like, I know myself enough to know that, like, I wouldn't. Because the other thing that I know about myself is if I did something like that, I would definitely have to do it right. Like, I wouldn't just be getting like the patties and putting them in a bowl. Like, I would start like really doing it right. And like, to do that would be a lot for me. And then I also have three dogs. If I had one dog, and if I had like one small dog, maybe, but like, I have like, from 90 pounds, to,
Yeah, I
like, it
mean,
would be
listen.
like so much money and time just to like feed them. It would be like ridiculous. But I think at the very least, like, if your dog is 30 pounds overweight, like the amount of dogs that I see that are just
All
like
right, 30 is a
overweight,
stretch. 30 is a stretch. But
dude, there's some big dogs. There's some big
I'm gonna say like
dogs.
10 pounds overweight. All right, 30
You
is
think
overweight.
just 10 pounds?
Come on, 30
You
fucking
sure
pounds,
about that 10
bro.
pounds? Are you sure about that 10
There,
pounds?
are you?
Are you sure about that 10 pounds?
Oh, that was good. That was really good. What was that from? Which one was that from?
My cousin
My
Vinny, I
cousin
think.
Vinny. That was it.
The
The grits.
grits.
It
You're
was the
telling
grits.
me. Yeah, you're the magical grits. The laws of
Was really
physics
good.
cease to exist
I was
on
trying
your
to figure out
so-called.
if it was Goodfellas or
Yeah,
some of the
yeah.
bits
No.
on
He's like, you sure about that 10 minutes? Or
there.
whatever.
You
So,
sure? Oh, what
anyway.
was it? Two, what was it?
Or he's like, you sure about that? I forget.
Yeah, 2 minutes, I
Look
think. You
at
sure
that.
about
That's
that? 2 minutes?
so fucking funny. Yeah, because the guy was like, I was making my grits, and then like I saw him, and then so anyway. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. What am I to say about that? I just find that kind of interesting that that sometimes gets left out, or just, talked about in the other direction of just like overfeeding and treating, and don't shame the dog if they're overweight, but. I think it's, back to what I was saying. So like, I don't spend an exorbitant amount of money on dog food. Like, I do try to buy like the highest, grade kibble. If I'm gonna give my dog treats, I'm primarily using like human food, like boiled chicken or something that's like single ingredient. I'm not buying, the weird Bacon strips or pepperonis or just like processed garbage. Like, I'm not giving that. And I think at the very least, like, if you don't want to spend the money, like, just don't, you just not give your dog junk. Like, you know what I mean? Like, feed them their meals. And if you want to give them like a treat every once in a while, but like, you've probably seen this. You ever go to a client's house and they're like, oh, like I got my treats ready or whatever. And like, every time the dog does a thing, they're giving them a full milk bone,
Yes.
like a full ass, like
You know what my
huge
favorite thing
milk bone.
is?
And like, the
You
dog
know
did
what
like
my
one
favorite
sit
thing
and you're
is?
like,
My favorite thing about that is when you say, oh, you could break that milk bone into like 5 or 10 pieces, their mind
yeah.
is blown. They're like,
Yeah, they're like, what do you mean? Like, the dog
what?
doesn't know how many ounces of treat. Like, there's just simple stuff. And I know that like now we're kind of devolving into like ridiculous banter, but like sometimes that is a legitimate thing that you have to explain to someone. Like, and I'm not being mean. Like, I'm not being mean, but like if you go to a house and the people are giving their dog a 6 ounce treat every time they're doing something, and then you might even get to the bottom of why some people are like, oh my God, it's so many treats. Because like, to that person, they're like, why would I give my dog a half a box of milk bones? Like, yeah, you shouldn't. Like, it should feel weird to be doing that. And not to get into like treating and all that, because I'm sure there's the internet is flooded with treat videos and how to cut up a Happy Howie's roll in 10 different ways. Like, we don't need to go into that. But yeah, I was just curious if you've seen some of
Yeah,
that.
I mean, I will say I have seen that come up a lot. I haven't seen the weight thing come up as much. It's come up, I mean, but definitely the diet. and nutrition has definitely come up. I thought you were waving at me. I was like, what? Are we done?
No.
Is the conversation over, Mindy?
But also it might be over. Yeah, so back to our let's bring it all the way back.
Yes.
You know, because in the beginning I was gonna say, you know, once your dog is checked, they go to the vet, they think they're fine, but then you have to be an ass and bring up the example where the dog went 3 times and then still was being caused by a medical issue. So like,
Yeah,
yeah,
but
medical
okay,
issues are
but like, yeah, because yeah, I brought it up because medical
they're
issues
real. They're real.
are a real thing. I don't want us to come across as if we're saying they're not. The problem is that I think when, especially, and we're going to be a little biased because of maybe some of the training groups that we're in, I think part of the problem is it comes up so frequent, and then when you look at a post and you see, once the person says, yes, it's been checked, how few comments actually come up of how to actually help. It's because no one's responding. And I would guess that there's a good amount of those people because they don't know what to really do.
Or do you think it's because they, like it seems like if the issue can't be fixed with medication or some type of health issue, and like, you know, obviously we can't stop a dog from ever doing anything. We can't punish behavior. Like it just is, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that where this is coming from?
Wait, say that again. If you can't stop or punish
Like if
behavior,
we can't if it can't be fixed with medication or like this is like a health issue, then like well then there must just no not be
yes.
there
I
must not be a way to
listen.
work
I
it. You
do.
think that's what it is?
I think that. Listen, not to bring up like, not to make it about methodology or whatever. But yeah, I mean that's just the reality is going to be that I do think that is going to be a part of it. Now. Also, the reality is that if you go to the total other side, sometimes health or medical doesn't come up at all. And it's all about just train and fix and obedience. And that's not always the case either. So, yeah, I do think that sometimes there is that component of medicine and, oh, well, didn't fix it. And the behaviorist or whoever it was, did all this, that, and the other, and there's nothing else we can do. I mean, I do find sometimes that, I mean, like one of the first episodes that we had, I forget which one it was. I can't remember offhand. It might have been, I don't remember who we had on, but I remember discussing a client that I had who lived in New York City, and the dog was working with a behaviorist. The owner honestly should be a dog trainer. She's like a hobbyist dog trainer. She taught the dog to be her own service dog for some issues that she had. I mean, like she, it was amazing to see how dedicated and what a good trainer she was. And then because she read so much and did so many online classes that were not tailored to her and her dog, and she was following everything to a T. She was kind of forgetting about who her dog was as an individual. And she was sometimes, there were certain things where she was accidentally reinforcing behavior and it made certain things worse. And she was working with a behaviorist and they used, I don't remember, like around like 5 different medications. And at that time, when I met the dog was on 3 or 4 different medications at once. And they couldn't get the dog to stop barking. And I simply said, okay, we're just going to pair a word with the pet corrector. And she used it a total of 3 times. And I mean, like now it's 2 years later, and we spoke, I don't know how many months ago, and the dog, it just doesn't, they don't, it doesn't do it anymore. And if in the rare situation that she does bark, all she has to do is say, cool it, which is the word that she chose or the phrase that she chose, and the dog just stops. And that's it. So, like, we stopped the behavior, we stopped the vicious cycle in that moment, and taught a word with it because we wanted to get rid of the pet corrector. We didn't want the owner using something like that forever because that's fucking ridiculous. But I could teach you a word or phrase that just simply means, hey, when I say this, I need you to stop. And then on top of that, we also taught some alternative behaviors as well after the dog stopped doing all of that stuff. We weren't doing it when, okay, I'm going to teach you alternative behaviors so you don't do this. We needed to first stop the behavior to begin with, and then I could teach you the other behaviors I need you to do. So, like, if in that situation, and it was funny because I reached out to the behaviorist a few weeks later because I didn't think that the behaviorist would approve of this because it's a little too punishing for some. And the behaviorist actually surprised me and she said, you know, honestly, I think that was the best move at this point because of everything else that we've tried. And if the dog is living better day to day and it is not getting in that vicious cycle and she's actually able to sleep, like the dog did so well that this person works virtually from home. The dog did so well that the people, the team that she was working with, they said to her, did you get rid of the dog? Because it was so quiet in her apartment. The dog was just simply sleeping next to her on her calls, on her Zoom calls, not shaking in the corner, not nothing. The dog was just
Yeah,
simply
and
there.
that's a hard thing to really get across unless you like see it and live with it.
Yeah.
But you actually, you know, because it doesn't really fit the thought pattern you would have of like, wait, so
Yeah.
you're telling me you punish the dog and then that dog is actually better off now.
Yeah.
And then there's no like psychological damage. You know, that dog is maybe not your specific dog, but like I think it's true. But like the dog is calmer, the dog settles more, the dog isn't amped all the time. Like the dog is actually living a better life afterward. And then like overall way better.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, so that's it. That's all of it. So go to the vet 3 times, and then I don't know. Do you think you have anything else to add to that? I feel like we probably went off on a tangent there, and we started at one place, ended at a different place.
I think that's
Medical stuff matters. Medical stuff matters, but so does training. Let's see what the AI companion says. What is the summary?
AI companion? What is that? What is this? What are you talking about? Requested
Summarize our bullshit.
enable. What
Probably
is that?
summarize everything into one sentence. We just
No,
say that
really?
instead.
I didn't know that was a thing. Where
I
is it?
don't
Oh, AI companion. Yeah, look at that.
know. I'll have to
What
figure
is
it out.
it? I accept
Maybe you
it.
could edit our shit for us so that we can actually post episodes.
I accepted that. What do you mean? So we could post. I have been editing the fucking episodes. The problem is getting you on to do an episode.
Oh, here we go.
No, not hear me.
Who is
No,
45
that's the
minutes late?
fucking truth.
Who's 45 minutes late today?
Okay, I was 45 minutes late. Big fucking deal, but I'm here. No?
45 minutes
Here we go.
that I'll never get back.
What were you doing during that time?
Sure about that 45 minutes?
Are you sure about that 45 minutes? What were you doing during that time, though? Probably playing, what were you playing? Little Zelda?
I was not. I have
Little.
been playing Spider-Man 2 though on my exercise bike.
On your exercise bike? What do you
Yes,
mean?
I get on my little exercise bike and I
Yeah.
play Spider-Man 2.
On what? The Switch?
PlayStation.
Oh, PlayStation. Okay.
Switches upstairs. I tried to play Super Smash with you last night, but you weren't there.
No, no,
So
no, no. Oh, first
I
of all,
started
I
leveling up.
responded to you like, okay. First of
Was
all,
that last night or 2 nights ago?
no, that was last night. First of all, I
Okay.
fucking
I
said to
played.
you, I said two things to you. First of all, I said, Vinny, when you want to play on the fucking Switch, just text my cell phone because that alerts me. My Instagram does not alert me. I don't
I
know.
gotta say though, I was really happy because when I first signed into my Switch, it was like where we left off last time, and it just showed my stats of me beating you, and I was like, yes.
First of all, what did you beat me?
And
Three out of 5 times? I beat you twice.
was using NES.
You were using, oh yeah, you're were you using,
Yeah.
did I have Kirby or did I have someone else though?
I let you keep your little OG
Oh,
character,
here
and
we
then I
go.
started
Here
venturing out.
we fucking go. Well, what do you, well, let's go, boy. I'm ready. We ended early. Come on. Let's go.
I don't know. Maybe I'll be ready in 45 minutes.
Here we go. Are you sure about that 45 minutes, ready? You mean an hour? Huh? Fucking guy.
Bitch.
Fucking guy. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Canine Classroom. If you liked the show, make sure to smack that like button, share the show with your friends, and give us a rating. Until next time, class dismissed.